Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Why Women Deserve Even Less, by Myron Gaines. Is a provocative relationship and dating commentary aimed primarily at men who feel disoriented by modern sexual and social norms. Positioned as an updated extension of the author's earlier book, Why Women Deserve Less, it frames contemporary dating as a marketplace reshaped by technology and new incentives. Public descriptions emphasize how AI, pornography, OnlyFans, and sugar dating platforms change the perceived value exchange between men and women, and how these changes can make men feel less necessary in women's lives. Money, and emotional energy, and to build a fulfilling life without centering validation from women. Its tone is widely described as blunt and confrontational, and it has attracted both supportive and strongly critical reactions. As a result, it sits at the intersection of self-help, cultural critique, and manosphere-adjacent dating advice. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, technology and the new dating marketplace. A central claim of the book is that technology has radically altered how men and women meet, evaluate each other, and negotiate intimacy. In public summaries and listings, the authors point to influences like AI, ubiquitous pornography, OnlyFans, and sugar platforms as forces that reshape incentives on both sides. The book frames these tools as expanding choice and access, while also making interaction more transactional and more detached from long-term partnership. Within this worldview, men's role as a default provider or necessary partner is portrayed as diminished because women can secure entertainment, attention, and in some cases, financial support through digital avenues that do not require traditional commitment. The practical implication the book draws is that men should update their expectations and risk assessments. Rather than assuming older courtship scripts still apply, readers are encouraged to treat modern dating as a competitive market with asymmetric motivations and faster churn. Whether one agrees or not, the topic functions as the book's justification for why older relationship advice may feel ineffective and why a more guarded strategic posture is recommended. Secondly, men as gatekeepers of commitment and emotional investment. The book leans heavily on a strategic framing of commitment men. Men are encouraged to see themselves as the gatekeepers of commitment and to delay emotional or long-term investment until a partner demonstrates consistent, trustworthy behavior. This idea appears repeatedly in the author's broader public messaging and in quotes attributed to the earlier book, and the newer title positions itself as an even more up-to-date warning for men who rush into commitment under social pressure or loneliness. The argument is not presented as a call to avoid relationships entirely, but as a call to control pacing, set boundaries, and avoid placing someone on a pedestal early. In this framework, commitment is treated as a valuable resource that should be exchanged only when the relationship is stable and reciprocal. The book also links premature commitment to high personal costs, such as financial losses, legal exposure, or prolonged emotional turmoil. By insisting on proof over promises, the authors promote a skeptical approach that prioritizes self-protection and leverage. Supporters may read this as pragmatic. Critics may see it as cynical. Either way, it is one of the clearest through lines of the book's advice posture. Thirdly, self-improvement as the primary relationship strategy. Another major theme is the insistence that men should build a satisfying life independent of romantic success. Across public summaries of the author's earlier work and descriptions of the new book, the recommended path is to prioritize career advancement, personal discipline, physical health, and hobbies or pursuits that create meaning without reliance on a partner. The logic is twofold. First, a self-directed life reduces desperation and poor decision-making in dating. Second, competence and stability may incidentally increase attractiveness. In the book's framing, the emphasis is less on communication techniques or emotional skills and more on resource management. Time, energy, attention, and money are treated as scarce inputs that must be spent wisely. This self-improvement focus also functions as a moral of the broader critique, even if modern dating dynamics are unfavorable or confusing. The reader can still improve his own outcomes by becoming more resilient and less dependent on external validation. Fourthly, a critique of modern gender narratives and responsibility, building on themes associated with why women deserve less. The updated book continues a critique of what it portrays as contemporary narratives around gender, accountability, and social sympathy. Public summaries of the earlier title describe an argument that women may adopt a victimhood posture to avoid responsibility while still benefiting from societal protections or advantages. Why Women Deserve Even Less appears to extend this confrontational perspective into a newer social context, tying perceived double standards to modern media ecosystems and the attention economy. In this lens, dating conflicts are not just private misunderstandings, but outcomes of incentive social approval, financial support, and low consequences for certain behaviors. the book's aim is to persuade men to interpret relationship issues less as personal failures and more as predictable results of a system. This topic helps explain the book's polarizing reception. Readers who already feel frustrated by perceived inequities may find the framing clarifying. Readers who view it as overgeneralizing or misogynistic may see it as an unfair caricature. Analytically, this theme is important because it supplies the ideological backbone for the book's practical advice about caution, boundaries, and skepticism. Lastly, risk, cost, and the transactional framing of relationships, a recurring point in public descriptions of Gaines' work, is the warning that modern relationships can be costly and risky for men, particularly when commitment is made under illusion rather than clear mutual intent. The book portrays many contemporary pairings as implicitly transactional, with mismatched expectations about what each person owes the other. Rather than romantic ideals, the authors emphasize incentives and exchanges: attention, sex, money, lifestyle access, status, and security. From this perspective, men are urged to identify situations where they are giving disproportionate resources for uncertain returns, and to exit arrangements that appear exploitative or unstable. The book also cautions against being propelled by biological drive or social pressure into decisions with long-term consequences. This is where its tone of urgency comes from. It positions itself as a protective manual, meant to prevent men from wasting time, losing money, or suffering emotional damage in relationships that were never truly reciprocal, even without endorsing the book's generalizations. The topic clarifies the functional purpose of its guidance: treat dating decisions like high-stakes choices, calculate downside risk, and reserve serious commitment for proven alignment. In conclusion, Why Women Deserve Even Less is best approached as a sharply opinionated strategy forward entry in modern dating and gender commentary rather than a neutral relationship guide. It will most appeal to men who already resonate with the fresh and fit ecosystem, or who feel that mainstream dating advice ignores incentives, power dynamics, and the financial or emotional risks of commitment. Readers looking for empathetic, couples-oriented guidance, or for a balanced view that centers mutual understanding, may find its tone and generalizations alienating. The practical benefit for its target audience is the repeated push towards self-reliance, focusing on fitness, career, and personal purpose, setting boundaries, and being more deliberate about when to invest emotionally and financially. Intellectually, the book offers a lens for interpreting dating as a market shaped by technology and attention platforms, which can be useful even for readers who disagree with the conclusions. What helps it stand out in its category is not originality of every claim, but the directness of its framing and its emphasis on modern tech factors such as OnlyFans and Sugar, platforms as central drivers of dating behavior. Compared with softer self-help titles, it positions itself as a confrontational reality check designed to provoke, warn, and harden decision-making. If you would like to support Myron Gaines, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.